الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this episode, we invite you to listen to the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with the Supreme Assembly of Commanders and Officials of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, on August 17, 2023, in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya. The enemy wishes to interfere in the country's security. It wishes to disrupt people's lives. That is what the enemy is doing. Well, the main perpetrators are, of course, the CIA, Mossad, MI6, and the other spy agencies. They are the main perpetrators. But they also have underlinings inside and outside the country who are Western-oriented or are indifferent. But the spy services are the main perpetrators, and they are the ringleaders. Our duty today is to continuously safeguard the revolution. Our duty today is to maintain national unity. National unity is important. Our duty today is to encourage people to participate in things. We need to help people, especially the lower classes. Our officials have a duty today to engage in jihadi work. This is not limited to the IRGC. All of the country's officials have a duty to take part in jihadi work. They need to work tirelessly around the clock. We have passed through a large part of this chapter. We have climbed up this steep incline and passed the steepest part, and we are approaching the mountaintop. We must not get tired.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Today is not the day to be tired. It is not the day to give up hope. Today is a day for enthusiasm, hope, and movement. The country's officials in different departments should move forward with this kind of spirit. There should be trust. I'm not saying there should not be criticism. Criticism should exist alongside trust. It's all right if the people want to criticize, but there should also be trust. Our officials are working hard. They are working with sincerity, with interest, with enthusiasm, with all the might, and with trust in Allah. They need to be trusted and criticized if necessary. I'm not opposed to criticism. If you follow this path, and thank God it has pursued up until today and will continue to be followed by God's grace, then victory over the enemy is certain. May God's blessings, greetings, mercy be upon you all.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.